This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Continuing our study of the life of Paul, let's expand the point that the books he wrote provide the long-term legacy of his life. The two books he wrote to the Thessalonian church were written during his second missionary trip. Questions about Christ's second coming arose. The letters were written to affirm the believers and answer questions they raised. I once heard of a godly man who was asked by a young Christian, "What would you do if you knew Jesus Christ was returning tomorrow?" Expecting to be told he would feverishly go out into the streets and warn everyone to get ready, he was surprised when he answered, "I would go on living as I have been living. I always live as though Christ were coming today." In 1 Thessalonians, you discover that such a life of security is encouraged because such preparedness for the future will always inspire and involve service for God and sanctity of life in the present. You should walk worthily and work watchfully while you wait for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In his second letter to the church, he addressed another issue prevalent in the days prior to Christ's return. Lawlessness will increase in preparation for the lawless one's appearance, the Antichrist. We need to be aware that till the end, God is permitting lawlessness within limits. Our responsibility is to be involved until that day in opposing any practice of lawlessness. All the while, be assured that in the end, God will punish lawlessness. As a Christian, anticipate Christ's return with great joy. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.